rug would turn this forgotten place back into your favorite space. Create the bedroom you have always dreamed of. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
Alex met Sam at nursery. They were first loves. They built forts together, shared sandwiches in high school, and were each other's first kiss. They were the dream couple, until Sam got into EDM music. While Alex enjoyed folk, first loves are kind of like your current account. If they aren't working for you anymore, maybe it's time to switch with the current account switch service.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. In a major escalation of tensions, Israel's promising to carry out a significant response after Iran launched a barrage of almost 200 missiles. Explosions were heard in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Iran says it was revenge for the assassination of senior Hezbollah and Hamas leaders. Our security and defence editor Deborah Haynes was forced to take cover near the Israel-Lebanon border.
You could see the a glow of an orange ball moving up to impact the missile coming in the opposite direction, and then an explosion when it successfully hit.
Meanwhile, the Foreign Office has chartered a flight to bring British nationals in Lebanon back to the UK later. David Lammy's urging people to leave Beirut as the conflict in the Middle East escalates. Rapper Sean Diddy Combs is facing fresh allegations of sexual misconduct from 120 new accusers. 25 were children at the time they say they were abused. Combs is currently in jail awaiting trial on separate sex trafficking charges. He denies any charges against him. A man whose daughter was found to have experienced harm while being operated on by a former surgeon has called him a monster. Dr. Yasser Jabba is accused of carrying out unnecessary procedures at Great Ormond Street Hospital in London. Dean Stolham's daughter, Bunty, is one of the 721 children whose care has been reviewed by the Trust. He's received a report outlining the findings into Mr. Jabba's conduct.
It proves that they were all unnecessary because they all failed. And what it says in the report is that there's no benefit, not one operation was of any benefit to Bunty whatsoever.
Great Ormond Street Hospital's apologised. Dr. Jabba no longer works there and hasn't had a licence to practice medicine in the UK since January. The trial of the police officer charged with murdering Chris Cabot in South London begins today. 40-year-old Martin Blake shot him through a car windscreen in Streatham in September 2022. And scientists say dogs can understand us better when we talk to them slowly. A study's found they follow commands more if we deliver them at a gentle pace. Cloudy for most of us with a few showers. Brighter spells on the way later, though, although rain will continue in the southeast. Breezy with highs of 17 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
The calming start to your day.
In the park. On Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
days start better with the sounds of nature.
In the Park on Magic Classical. This is Magic Classical with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music. This is the relaxing sound of In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
in the park.
On Magic Classical.
Thank you. In the park for this morning, coming to an end with Tchaikovsky and Dante Cantabile from his string quartet number 1, and was played by Camerata Tchaikovsky. Back in the park with the music and the birdsong, and squelching through the rain in certain parts, tomorrow morning from 5.
Poor Sandra. She's bedbound, burning up, wishing she'd gone to Boots. Her throat's sore, head's pounding, and on top of all that, now she's feeling the FOMO, because judging from the group chat, she's just missed the best movie night ever. So don't do a Sandra. Get your flu jab, administered with care by a Boots healthcare professional, and make the most of winter. Book yours in-store or at boots.com/flu. Boots. With you. For life. Eligibility criteria apply. Charges may apply. Subject to availability.
Hi all.
How are we doing?
Afternoon.
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 Let's get this meeting.
Meeting.
Meeting started.
Hi,
Mom.
Where's the tablet gone?
When everyone's home, EE Work Mode prioritizes your broadband for working from home. With full fiber, the UK's most reliable broadband technology.
Yeah, I've got you loud and clear. Clear as a bell.
This is broadband made for working from home. Search EE Broadband, powered by BT.
Work mode with EE Smart Hub Plus. Full fibre, 47% UK availability. To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
LV have always made sorting my insurance simple. With MultiCover, I can combine my insurance for my family's home and cars. Putting them together means I've got one renewal date for both. See? I told you it was easy. Because insurance is simple. When it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your MultiCover quote today at lv.com. Maximum 6 cars per policy. All cars must be registered at the same address. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
The Philly Cheese Stack is back at McDonald's. 2 beef patties, crispy and grilled onions, cheddar cheese, all topped with a melted cheddar cheese sauce. What could be better? How about playing the Monopoly game with a Philly Cheese Stack too? Yes, please.
Until 15th of October from 11 a.m. Participating UK restaurants. Subject to availability. 18 plus. App may be required. See mcdrules.co.uk.
Hi all.
How are we doing?
Afternoon.
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 Let's get this meeting.
Meeting.
Meeting started.
Hi, Mom.
Where's the tablet gone?
When everyone's home, EE Work Mode prioritizes your broadband for working from home. With full fiber, the UK's most reliable broadband technology.
Yeah, I've got you loud and clear. Clear as a bell.
This is broadband made for working from home. Search EE Broadband, powered by BT.
Work mode with EE Smart Hub Plus. Full fibre, 47% UK availability. To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this morning. There have been more explosions in Lebanon as Israel's confirmed it's striking Hezbollah targets. The country's also vowed to retaliate after Iran's missile attack yesterday. It's Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Iran made a major mistake and it will pay for it. The regime in Iran just doesn't understand our determination to defend ourselves and our determination to retaliate to our enemies.
Well, the US has called the barrage of more than 200 rockets on Israel a significant escalation, while Iran says it's just a glimpse of what they're capable of. Sakir Starmer is warning the region is on the brink.
Iran must stop these attacks. Make no mistake, Britain stands full square against such violence. We support Israel's reasonable demand for the security of its people.
Meanwhile, there'll be a chartered commercial flight out of Beirut later for British citizens wanting to leave Lebanon. The UK government's organised it, with Foreign Secretary David Lammy insisting it's vital to leave now. In other news this morning, P. Diddy is facing fresh sexual misconduct claims from 120 new accusers, some of which were children at the time. The musician's legal team says the US rapper, whose real name is Sean Combs, denies the claims. A manhunt's continuing following an apparent acid attack outside a school in West London. A 14-year-old girl is among those who've been left with potentially life-changing injuries. The suspect made off from the scene in Westbourne Park on an e-scooter on Monday afternoon. Police are investigating after a suspected gunshot was fired at a taxi carrying Have I Got News For You star Ian Hislop in London. The Private Eye editor was in the cab near Oxford Street yesterday when his back window was struck by what's believed to have been a bullet. And a military horse who led the Queen's coffin to lie in state has been given an Animals OBE. Yogi fronted the procession from Buckingham Palace to Westminster Hall. The PDSA Order of Merit recognises an animal's outstanding devotion to their owner or wider society.
cloudy for most of us with a few showers. Brighter spells on the way later, though, although rain will continue.